Welcome to Crafting Solutions to Conflict, a podcast that will explore ways to preserve harmony and to prevent harmful conflict in valued relationships, and also ways to resolve conflict effectively and to restore harmony if damaging conflict should occur. We will delve into specific tips to manage conflict in life and into much broader topics touching on conflict, actual and potential, good and bad, in the world around us. I'm your host, Jane Bettle, and my goal is to share a perspective on conflict that is both practical and positive. Committing to address a conflict. This idea is different from a commitment to get better at addressing conflict generally. If you are a regular listener, you are already doing that, and hats off to you. Instead, I'm talking here about committing to address a particular conflict that you are having with another person. As is usually the case, I'm especially interested in situations where the relationship between these people is important and continuing. I am not talking about a conflict over how much a buyer wants to pay for what the seller is selling. Because the relationship matters, a hardball approach doesn't fit. I rarely hear others who talk about conflict management discuss the idea of committing to address a particular conflict. Yet I am convinced that this commitment is very valuable. What I mean here is approaching the other person with whom you are in conflict, ideally before it's a disaster, and seeking the commitment to address the problem together. This concept is very different from, I have the answer to the problem we are facing, and I will tell you what it is. Or even worse, I will force my solution upon you. Instead, I mean something along these lines. It seems to me that we could have a smoother working relationship than we do. Do you think so too? Or would you agree that we are not getting along as well as we might? Or we seem to be at an impasse. Do you think we could work on this situation? There are three main benefits to getting this commitment. First, if you both care about this relationship and know each other well enough to be fairly confident that both of you are feeling the stress of the conflict, then the idea of addressing the conflict can reduce the stress. Second, if you can agree that there is a problem worth addressing, that's your first step together on common ground, and your proof that you can agree on something. Third, when you have the commitment to work on the problem together, you have something that can help you to keep moving forward when the road is rocky. And probably the road will be rocky. You are in conflict, after all. By virtue of committing to the process of addressing the conflict, which could be anything from a short chat on the fly to a lengthy series of conversations and other communications, you signal to each other that the relationship is worth the effort. That's four, a bonus benefit. And this last one is perhaps the most important benefit of all. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the Crafting Solutions to Conflict podcast, please subscribe through one of the major apps. You can also find the show on the web by searching for Crafting Solutions to Conflict. For those of you who are new to listening to podcasts, here's something you may not know. Subscribing to podcasts is free. Comments or ideas about the podcast, let me know at JB, as in my initials, at dovetailresolutions.com. Until next time, I'm Jane Bettle.